Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is My Top 10 Phone Tips. Let me start with a question. How many of you make judgments about people based upon how they sound on the telephone? I think if we're honest with ourselves, we all do. Because people cannot see us over the phone, they will form these opinions based not only on what we say, but how we say it. If you stop and think about how much business is transacted over the phone at any given day, it is wise to be conscious of your telephone speaking voice, the words you use, and how you conduct yourself during a call. Today's lesson is the first of a two-part series to help you make a positive impression on the phone. Here is the first of my 10 tips. Prepare for the call. When I make a business-related call, I always take the time to prepare. I have found that the more prepared I am for a call, the more confident and ready I am for the ensuing discussion. If it's a simple call, I may take as little as a minute or two to mentally prepare for the call and review my agenda. If, on the other hand, it's a very important call, I may spend as long as 30 minutes to prepare. Let me encourage you to start thinking about every call you make and see what you can do to be better prepared. Number 2, always begin by introducing yourself. When you place a call to someone, always start by introducing yourself to whoever answers the phone. Here are 4 different examples. If I call a person at a company and the phone is answered by someone other than the person I'm calling, I will introduce myself by saying, "Hi, this is Todd Smith calling from Mike Black. Is Mike available, please?" Now, using the same example, if I have a call previously scheduled with Mike, I would reference the appointment in my greeting by saying, "Hi, my name is Todd Smith. I'm calling from Mike Black. We have a 2:00 call scheduled." By mentioning that you have a specific appointment, the call will take on some urgency and they'll ask you less questions. Now, using the same example, if Mary answers the phone and identifies herself, I would suggest including her name in the greeting, such as, "Hi, Mary. My name is Todd Smith. How are you doing today?" After we exchange some pleasantries, I would proceed by saying, "I'm calling from Mike Black. We have a 2:00 call scheduled." Not only should you be friendly to everyone you meet, whether it's in person or over the phone, but it is especially important to be nice to the receptionist or the personal assistant of the person you are calling. This person generally has influence, and making a positive impression with this person will always help. If the person you're calling answers the phone, begin by introducing yourself as part of a friendly greeting, such as, "Hi, Mike, this is Todd Smith. How are you doing today?" You never want to leave somebody wondering who it is that's calling. The third tip, focus on your phone energy. This past week, I spoke on the phone with a woman in the sales industry who was struggling with her career. On the phone, she spoke slowly with a very soft, quiet voice. As I listened to her, I thought to myself, I have never met anyone who was highly successful who spoke slowly with a soft, quiet tone. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go over the top with your energy, voice tone, and speed, but I believe it's important that you sound like you're happy to be alive, that you're enjoying a successful career, and that you're genuinely pleased to be speaking to the other person. People who sound upbeat and positive almost always make a better impression than those who don't. And if you're in outside sales, I don't think there is a prayer of you succeeding if you don't present yourself as I've just described. My fourth tip, be friendly. Whether you're talking to a coworker, friend, prospective client, or the CEO of a company with whom you're interviewing, you should always strive to be friendly on the phone. As you may recall from my post, "How Likeable Are You?" People are naturally drawn to people who are likable. In the business and political world, people who are likable have a clear advantage. The more you speak with a smile on your face and a friendly tone, the more people will like you and want to do business with you and or your company. And then my fifth and final tip for the day, make the other person feel comfortable. When speaking with people on the phone for the first time, in some cases you may sense that they are a little bit uncomfortable. When I sense that people are uneasy, I always try to be extra friendly and make them feel comfortable. This additional effort almost always allows the person to relax and results in a more engaging conversation. Tomorrow I will give you 5 more tips to incorporate in your phone conversations. In the meantime, perform a little self-evaluation when you're on the phone today. How would you rate your tone, energy, and etiquette? And I'll close with a quote by Anthony Robbins. The way we communicate with others and ourselves ultimately determines the quality of our lives.